Hey, good evening, everybody. And we're going to continue with Malchus. We're talking about Shabbos. Actually, the past couple of weeks, Parshas, both Parshas Kisisa and Vayakol mentioned Shabbos simply because as important it was, the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos is even more important. And the reason, as we've been discussing, is as great as the Beis HaMikdash is, Shabbos is the ultimate opportunity to bring Hashem into this world. So even the building of the Beis HaMikdash was nidcha, was pushed aside because of Shabbos. And we were talking about the Malchus, the kingship, so to speak, the Shabbos queen, how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the manifestation of Hashem, that we, by keeping Shabbos, bring into our own lives, and we show the world and Klal Yisrael who really is the king of the world, and what the purpose of the world is. So Nimsa Shayidea Malchus, to this concept of kingship, Dahino Ayide Knesis Hashem Yisbarach V'Yichudo B'Poyel El Teichenu, by bringing Hashem into our lives, into the Jewish people's life, into B'Miyachar Hashem, Bal Panim Chadashis, we are totally different. We know that the language of Panim Chadashis actually is a halacha of Shav Brachas. When a Jewish couple get married, we know there is, going all the way back to the times of the Torah, there are 7 days of festivities, and every day makes Shav Brachas. It's an interesting halacha. The Gemara says in Ketubis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin codifies, that every time you have a Shav Bracha, in order to say the Shav Brachas, you have to have a new person there. And the simcha is enhanced by having somebody who is not there originally. So you always have to have panim chadashis. Panim chadashis means new faces, which create a new simcha, a new happiness. So the Jewish people are a different entity on Shabbos. We're a different people. We're a completely different people. Shmishtakev mitoicham. We're seen through us as Hashem, right? The essence of Shabbos. I can't tell you how many people that I know that the game changer in their lives to become observant was spending Shabbos with a Torah in a Torah environment in a Torah home. How many people their whole week, their whole Yiddishkeit, their Judaism, their Torah is uplifted through Shabbos? You can see Hashem again. Certainly, in any shul, which is a real shul, any makom haTorah, any place of Torah, if you're in a place. Let's say like a Lakewood or a Brooklyn or a Muncie, where there's lots of religious Jews. So it's a different city. It's a totally different shul city. How much more so? The streets are closed. The people are bustling, going back and forth. And there's Yiddishkeit, there's Torah everywhere. It's not just that. It's a different reality. A yeshiva is different. A shul is different. The people, the mishpachas are different. The focus of everything in terms of religious Jews, it's different. So you have Hashem, kol echad ve'echad, and every single person, the mitzias chadasha, shechalas l'shem Yehudi v'sachelik v'kedusha, you have a different kedusha, a different holiness when it comes Shabbos. Gilui ha'malchus, and therefore the kingship, which is Hashem, how Hashem is the king of every aspect and rules everything in this world, and how we recognize it, and then of course we have a greater appreciation of Hashem to look at even a deeper level, is the main manifestation of that is Shabbos. Shekach mohuso shel Shabbos. That's the essence of Shabbos. People who just think, again, that you don't do a few things on Shabbos, and you read the New York Times, which you shouldn't read on Shabbos, not during the week, or you'll get fake news about the Jewish people. It's amazing. I just finished an article for Eishet Torah about Purim, and I have two articles. One's germane to this, and it's about it connects to the Holocaust. I don't want to say too much because whenever I think of the Holocaust, I just think of how, because part of it's connecting how Morgenthau, his involvement in the War Refugee Board. If anyone knows anything about that, it's in my article. Raoul Wallenberg, for example, was a product of that War Refugee Board, but part of the inability of Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, American Jewry, to do anything is because the news buried it. Literally, the Holocaust was buried by the press. And the New York Times, which then was owned by Jews, today it's owned by people of Jewish descent, they're not Jews anymore, these past 50 years ago, this last 7 years are no longer halakhically Jewish, purposely buried it. And a year, decades later, that paper is such a... Arayom, with their agenda is so anti-Jewish and therefore anti-Israel, anti-Torah. So you should never read the paper. Certainly on Shabbos. certainly on Shabbos. Shabbos is not about Monopoly. It's not about catching up on a novel. It's about being Mamlech Hashem. Right? It's about bringing Hashem into our lives. Kevin Shabbat Shabbos. We know that by the Yidden, by Torah Jews, by Jews, it's supposed to be. We're not involved in any work. There's no work. There's no internet. There's no drawings. Nothing exists. What's the focus? So imagine here's a Jew doing everything they're supposed to do, not doing any malacha, any constructive act. But you're not supposed to fill that with newspapers or politics or business or monopoly or trivial pursuit. Again, I'm not saying there's never a place for whatever, but that's the essence. The focus is Elam Melech HaKavim Moelech Bo'ilam Uva'am Yisrael Derech HaShabbos. The Hashem rules over the world and Jewish people on Shabbos. It's a recognition. It's a reboot. It's to get our whole lives aligned on Shabbos. And it's Parim Chadashis. We're totally, you and I and everyone on this call, and everyone who listens to this shir, and every Jew should be totally different on Shabbos. Parim Chadashis. V'chan Isa v'medrash. Actually, it's a medrash v'fereshes. It says Mizmor Shir. We actually say this in davening on Shabbos. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. It's a mizmor to praise for Yom HaShabbos. Says the Medrash, Panim Chadashos V'Alchaim. We're a different people on Shabbos. We're a different Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Chanifstak B'Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Lein Sheva Brach. It's actually in Halacha on Sheva Brach. So I mentioned every time by Yiddish Chasen, by a Jewish wedding, you have 7 days of Sheva Brachas, but every time you need a new person to come to the Sheva Brachas, Shayyadei Shakol Shavis B'Shabbos, Rakhash Baruch Hu Moilech, or you have two new people, whatever, Moilech Alein Nehab Chometzias Ha'am, Lamaz Al Yoina, Likara Al Shema Melech, Vaybetzias Chaz B'Pan Chalashas. Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion that on Shabbos, because Shabbos changes all of us, Shabbos changes the entity. You don't need a new person. You can make Sheva Brachas even without no one else, no one new coming. V'aponim chadashes or kai al am shemrei Shabbos. Right, it's a nation of shemrei Shabbos. V'ayoyim ha'shvi atzmo on the seventh day. Actually, I grew up in Miami Beach. So in Miami Beach, when I was there, the majority, actually Miami stole until like the mid-80s was like very, very Jewish. Now it's still mid-beach in Bell Harbor, Surfside. Surfside is majority Orthodox. You could read my article for H last year on this, right? So, but I remember it's majority Jewish. It's far from majority religious. Today it happens there's a lot more religious Jews there. And I, as a kid, I kid you not, I remember keeping Shabbos and seeing all kinds of Jews who didn't, like. So you can see in San Jose or in Texas, but you're not necessarily your neighbors or living around you, or you're not walking by all over the place Reformed or conservative temples. Again, my sense has changed from much more Orthodox. But as a kid, I think to myself, like, as a kid, this my instinct is, we have Shabbos, and they have not. I don't understand it. Like, I wasn't talking theologically. I'm not talking about purpose of this world or reward or punishment. Or just they don't have Shabbos, right? They don't know what it means to be a Yid. They don't understand what it means to be a Torah Jew. Again, as I got older, I appreciated that it's a Nebuch, because they most of my neighbors were never educated of what Torah and mitzvahs, not Shabbos, but it's saddening, and for us, we have to realize for ourselves, if we're lacking what we could do, it's also sad, because there are good, just like there are many Jews who never learned about Hashem, to understand, to keep Shabbos, there are many Jews who are religious Jews, observant Jews, who never learned what Shabbos is supposed to be. And they can have a life never keeping Shabbos correctly. A Panim Chadash is called Shem Shabbos Yom Shvi Atzmo, which is Panim Chadash. It's different than every other day. It's a day which was at the Shechina B'Yom HaShabbos. And therefore we should live differently. Don't have the same routine. You don't. It bothers me that I knocked the New York Times. I'm not saying to read the Wall Street Journal on Shabbos either. You know, the weekend edition. People like or their newspapers, or magazines, even Rabbi Sai, even Mishpacha or Ami, to get all religious. Oh, I read Hamadiyah or Mishpacha or Ami or Jewish Press, whatever you read. This is not what Shabbos is about. This is not the focus. Is not to catch up on Jewish news either. You know, to know that somewhere in Yerushalayim is this or this. I mean, or certainly to read all the catch up. I believe we should all know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael to daven. But it's not time to read about hostages, whatever, on Shabbos. Read it Friday, Sunday, whatever. You should know about it, of course. Know what they're davening for. But this is, again, I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying it's usher. Say it's not the purpose of Shabbos. So if you have limited time on Shabbos, laser, gotta learn on Shabbos. I'm not gonna have to pick up on that. But on Shabbos, you have to learn the Parsha. You learn about the Parsha. You learn the Parsha on Shabbos. Not just listening to the rabbi speak. I don't know if Rabbi Leibowitz or Rabbi Goldstein speak nearly as long as I ever did. Chach, I spoke 40, 50 minutes on the Parsha. I gave a lot of the Parsha. I'm sure they speak beautiful Torah. But yeah, you learn the Parsha. You have a special, I'll tell you honestly, I have special siddurim where I learn just for Shabbos. Just things I learn specifically on Shabbos or during Shabbos or spend more time on Shabbos. It's a day where we connect to Hashem. Just like, I gave this metaphor, but it's actually a metaphor that the sages use. On your wedding, you don't do what you do on a regular day on your wedding. Just different. Right? Shabbos, we're getting married. We're marrying. Shabbos is the queen. And the king, it's a manifestation of the kingship. And Be'emes, Gam Sheshes and Yamim, the rest of the week is changed by our Shabbos, if we keep Shabbos correctly. We are different Jews. We're different from Jews. We're different people if we have from the Koyach of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is Malka. Shabbos creates the reality for the rest of the week. V'yamru Chazal, and our sages tell us, Shekol Sheshes and Yamim, Misbarechet for Shabbos. The rest of our week is blessed from Shabbos. Hanush mekablim hagdaras mitzias mechudeshes me'a Shabbos. Sha'a Shabbos noisenet hagdara al-yoyna. Shabbos gives hagdara al-yoyna v'kiddush l'kol yimei shavua. And holiness to the rest of our days. It changes the rest of our week. U'parnim chadashes. Since we're different people on Shabbos, our week is different. Our reality is different. I started, again, I don't mean to teach us by our brothers and sisters, most of whom who don't have the education of Yiddishkeit, and it's our duty to teach and to share, but don't keep Shabbos, which is a tragedy beyond belief. But I did mention is that when I look at somebody who will have a future as Jews or children or grandchildren, the baseline is keeping Shabbos. Because you can be very pro-Israel and pro-Jewish and care about the Jewish people, but you don't have to even get into proofs. You look at the statistics sociologically today, the vast majority of Jews who don't keep Shabbos, their grandchildren will not be luckily Jewish. The vast majority. Because you're a different person when you keep Shabbos, your Yiddishkeit, your Torah, your connection to Hashem is different. And I even quoted more than the Jews have kept Shabbos. Shabbos has kept the Jews. B'sheishes yomim, and we know, therefore, again, for us, we're different from Jews, religious Jews, people, when we keep Shabbos correctly and we live Shabbos. When you think on those terms, you want to maximize the day. Right? You don't sit there and read novels on Shabbos. Again, I'm not saying it's forbidden. I'm just trying to stress to us. We're missing the boat. Again, if a person's very enjoyable and they want to read a little bit, okay, I'm not going to tell you. You need to understand what we're losing out on to an extent. Again, we're allowed to do things that are enjoyable and relaxing to us. I'm not saying that, but we should know what Shabbos is and what it isn't. We know that 6 days of the world and everything in it was created. What importance is there to the heavens and the earth, the harm of voice to the mountains and the valleys, for all of the individual wild animals, birds, fowl. It was missing. It's dark. It was fenster. It was missing the eternal light, the real light, which is the Or Kvodes Baruch, which is Hashem, which literally where a person is in the dark. If you don't have Hashem in your life, you are missing the entire purpose of all of creation. The entire purpose of all of creation is not to work for Google or for Intel or for Cisco or to drink Starbucks or to go on jogs on the canal in Mascaras Creek. That's not the purpose of creation. Right? That is not the purpose of creation. That's not why Hashem created everything in this world for. Aval k'shar magia yom ha-Shabbos, when Shabbos came, melech ha-kavod, and then there was true Hashchina, that divine presence rested, miskale, and was revealed, Akshav, mi bar kol, who created all of this? What's the purpose of all of this? Mi'ata, then, the other 6 days, everything in the world is machrizim, proclaims Hashem's greatness. The trees, and the dogs, and the cats, and the cows, and the houses, everything's there to proclaim, and everything's great. There's a light which comes from it. It's a totally different existence. Shemiata now, kol sheish shemiya brei ayamim, everything is part of the divine. Kvoid elo maisi yadam yirkiya. It's all a manifestation of Hashem's world, of an eternal world. I I'm just sharing it. Just recently I've been dealing with people and things. Just people, you can live your life and never think, just recently with somebody, a relative, to talk to them about Hashem. And like, I asked the person, like, what are you living for? Like, just existential, basic questions. No clue. Never thought about it. Sad. Imagine living and having, on a simple, crude level, a person has lives alone in a forest. Lives alone in a forest. And this person never knew their parents, never knew their siblings. Never, they were raised alone without parents and siblings and a beautiful home, and they're living in a hut. Wouldn't you feel bad for this person? And they don't even realize if they walk 1,000 meters, it's all there for them. You cry, a person will waste their life. They're in a different world. They think in the far, their little thing is all great. I'm talking about building the next world. I'm not talking about Olam Haba. I'm not even talking about Olam Haba, which is forever and ever and ever, and what we do in this world builds it. I'm talking this world. To live a world, life in the world without Hashem in your life, to live a life in this world without anything really mattering, anything really, and understanding what in the world you're here for. Anybody who has a true, ever experienced, true spirituality, true connection to Hashem, It's above and beyond anything which is material or corporal or finite. Now we have Shabbos. Everything else in the world is gevaldic, is great. It proclaims Hashem. Nim says that Shabbos is koilo. It's the malchus, not just Shabbos. Think you keep Shabbos, you can't, it's the rest of your week. It's the rest of your Yiddishkeit. It's how Hefeches Olam changes your world, everything about it. Olam Shel Kedusha, to a world of holiness, the Giloy Kvod Shamayim, to reveal Hashem's glory in this world. V'al Kein, and therefore, Mitzvah Lizkor Shel Shabbos, we actually say, every single day of the rest of the week, B'chol Yom V'yoyim, every single day, M'sheish Simei Hayamim, for the other 6 days, Shabbos, Hayom Yom, what to Shabbos? We say the daily count, the daily shir, we say to Shabbos. Because Shabbos gives the essence of Yom Rishon, Sunday, Yom Sheni, Monday, Yom Shlishi, Tuesday. It all comes from Shabbos. You want to know how your life's going to be? It's going to be how your Shabbos is going to be. Are you going to be a sophisticated monkey, or are you going to be an angel walking in this world? Shabbos gives everything else a purpose and existence and holiness and spirituality. Then every day of the week is heilig. Every day of the week is holy, is kaddish. Every day of the week you're able to see Hashem, connect to Hashem. You look at the world differently. You relate to the world differently. It gives us. By the way, I want to just tell you one thing. I'm sure you've all experienced this. Even a Gentile, or even a secular Jew, when they look at us, they look at us as how we keep Shabbos. If they're exposed to those Jews, I see the religious Jews, they walk on Shabbos. You know, people connect us to Shabbos. when you think of Orthodox Jews, right? They think of Shabbos. They don't think of kosher necessarily. I mean, once in a while they experience it. But Shabbos, that defines us. That makes us. When we define somebody's Orthodox, now of course there's certain mitzvahs, and they have to keep shatnez, and they have to keep kosher, and they have to daven, they have to learn. But when you would say who's Orthodox on a basic level, Shomer Shabbos, person who keeps Shabbos. That's what. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're not Orthodox. Period. No one thinks you're Orthodox. You may daven in Orthodox shul. That's just for sure. Cut. That's you're davening in the right place. But you're not Orthodox. It's impossible to be definitionally Orthodox and not keep Shabbos. Right? That is the essence of it. Of course, there's all a firm Jew keeps all Torah mitzvahs, but Shabbos is baseline because it defines us. Shekemosh Hashem Yehudi Chal Ayedei Matan Torah. We became Jews at Sinai through the Kesef of the Torah. Shrak Misha Mekabel Malcha Shamayim Nikra B'Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Right. Just like if you the Jewish people became the Torah nation, the Jewish people at Sinai, right? We became the Jewish people when we accepted the Torah at Sinai. Hu Adin, the Yehudi, the name, a Jew is only on a Shomer Shabbos. Now again, in our world today, in the exile, which we were battered, honestly battered, you know, most of us on this call, or many of the majority of people, came from Eastern Europe, and in the 19th century, you know, under the Tsars, it was a breakdown. The persecution was immense, and there were Jews who ended up communists and socialists and Buddhists and secular Zionists, and people came to America, and there was no infrastructure here, and there was no schools here, and there was tremendous financial pressures. There was no money amongst the Jewish people, and there's no educational systems. And people were looking to assimilate. There's lots of reasons. You can listen to history theories. I can give you some background on this, right? And today, there are great-great-grandchildren of those people. And there are many, many people who don't know what Shabbos is. But once upon a time, every Jew kept Shabbos. And if you broke the Shabbos, you were purposeful. Even in the middle of Rome, after the destruction, everyone kept Shabbos. It was an unheard of. The Medrash says that the Roman Caesars, not Tsars, knew all the Jews could pick up Shabbos. So if you broke the Shabbos, you were considered a Gentile. even if you had a bris milah, and even if your parents were rabbis and rabbis, and you were halachically a Gentile. That's not the case today. But his point is shame Yehudi is somebody who keeps Shabbos. You are a Jew if you keep Shabbos. That was meant to be a Jew. Not a religious Jew. A Jew keeps Shabbos. Again, today, so much of the Jewish people, you can cry, know nothing. I could also cry, so many even religious Jews don't know what it really is to keep Shabbos, because to them it's just like a runaway. Many religious from Jews know very well what Shabbos. I'm just sharing. Shemalcha Shemaim Bala Olam, and because again the Malcha Shemaim comes through Shabbos. We got Bechol Sheishes Yom Nikra Shemir Shabbos. A person, we ever see a store in Brooklyn or in Chicago? It says Shemir Shabbos. Wait, you're going to a drugstore. you don't go there on Shabbos. Why is the guy putting on his... Because you're a different person. You keep Shabbos. Your whole week's different. Your whole life is different. You're a Shomer Shabbos. The kosher of Shabbos, Atzma, Azuhudi, Be'emes. You want to know when you're really living his life as a from Jew, as a Jew? It's Shabbos. Shesher Lev Hashchena, that's when your Shem is deep in your life. You're going to Shul, and you're davening, and you're learning, and you're having Kiddush, and you're having a Suda. You're singing Zmiras with your family. That's Shabbos. That's when you're living the most Jewish life. And the Shechin is with you. Havaya Baruch Hu Apoyo V'aponim Me'iru Kamo Dalet. Right? We said before, is Marla Kedushas Shabbos. It's the Yudke Vavke. And the Yehuda, the Dalet comes, is the Ponim Me'iru. So we're totally connected to Hashem. V'chol Echad Israel, Yeshlom or Panim, Chadash Biyom Shabbos. Every Jew, when you keep Shabbos, has a different complexion. Maybe you can see it. Maybe you can have it. We're Andrash. We're different on Shabbos. But Sha'amu Chazal, the Medrash says on the pasuk which we say, "Vayivarech Elohim Es Yom Hashvi'i, Vayikadosh Oiso." And Hashem blessed the seventh day, and He gave it kedusha, holiness. Baruch Hu Be'or Panim Shal Adam, Kadshu Be'or Panim Adam. So different lights. There's a different complexion, spiritual complexion, on Shabbos versus the week. Just like the Jewish people, when we left Egypt and we went to Matan Torah, to Sinai, we became a Nahapcho, we left being a bunch of Hebrews who were slaves in Egypt, and the Nahapcho became a holy nation. On every single Shabbos, Shamal Kosher, we have a revelation of Hashem, B'yaser Se'ez, B'yaser Oiz, with tremendous koichas, given over that the divine flow is on Shabbos. We don't work. You don't look at your cell phone, you don't look at your computer, you don't write. I'm telling you something amazing. I learned with all of my children, I think I mentioned this, and my daughter Rus, my 2-year-old, insists on learning with me. My older kids didn't do that, but she has lots of older siblings. They all get to learn with me every day, a few minutes every day, let my kids play another. So my 2-year-old Rus learns with me. So what do I do with her? I do Shema, I do Hamalach, I do Torah Tziva Lan and Moshe, and I do how many Mitzvot Torah there, Rus? 613. And then I told her, Shabbos and Mitzvah, Shabbos is a Mitzvah. So she said, what do we do on Shabbos? I said, what do we eat on Shabbos? So she said, gefilte fish, shalant. She's 2 years old. Challah. Grape juice. She says, orange juice and apple juice. Always interesting. Orange juice, apple juice, a kit, potato kugel. Right? And then I said, can we write on Shabbos? No. Could you drive a car on Shabbos? No. Could you turn on a light on Shabbos? No. Could you sing on Shabbos? Yes. Could you go to shul on Shabbos? Yes. She herself knows that Shabbos is we're different. Why do I pick the one mitzvah to do with Shabbos? It's because Rus, you better know that Shabbos is the mitzvah where you're different than the rest of the week. It's we're totally different on Shabbos. By the way, on a very simple level, we even eat different foods on Shabbos. It's not. Do you ever try cholent on a Sunday night? It doesn't taste good. Trust me, I've done it before. I don't want to throw it out. It doesn't taste good. Try potato kugel on a Tuesday. Who would roll a potato kol on Tuesday? Maybe some yeshiva kids, but Nora, you know, it's, you're different. I don't want, we're different. It's a different reality. I mean, the food is the simple. We're totally different. And on the ruchnius level, the Shabbos stuff, and the shkina is not just the nation; it's on each yid. Every Jew who keeps Shabbos, who lives Shabbos, who sees Hashem on Shabbos, the Shabbos daf chafhei, kachayim in halachos of Yehuda bar Elai, Yehuda bar Elai erev Shabbos. Mavilo Arevam Leacham Rechitz Panev Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi was a great student of Rabbi Akiva. In those days, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have easily heated water. But he would take hot water, wash his whole body, then he would get dressed in beautiful Shabbos clothes. And the Talmud says he was Doyime Lamalach Hashem Tzfakis. He was like an angel. He was all ready for Shabbos. The Shabbos came in. It seems to be Rabbi Huda Bar Elai, he got dressed, he got ready, and he was like an angel. It's not the Yavarech Kaddish, because it seems to be Rabbi Huda Bar Elai was Erev Shabbos. When the Medrash said it's Yavarech B'Yom HaShvi'i, on the seventh day, yet Rabbi Huda Bar Elai was already like an angel on Friday afternoon. Of what Orponim Shal Shabbos is the Malka Shemayim, listen to this. The more ponim on Shabbos Kodesh is not a malach. A malach is one level. On Shabbos, it's a totally different level. We're not like a malach. When you get, that's what Erev Shabbos get that way. On Shabbos, it's like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from the Torah the second time, last week's Parsha, he had carne hod. He had literally a light, a shine from him. By the way, just parenthetically, Michelangelo, when he made a picture of Moses, he thought he had horns, right? Why did he think that? And why did Polish anti-Semites and others think that? Because when Jerome, who was the anti-Semitic translator of the Vulgate, early Christian, it was the first translation into Latin, so he purposely mistranslated the word carne hod, rays of light, to horns, because he didn't want Moses being greater than Yashka, than JC. And by the way, Jerome, he, in his own writings, writes how he asked Jewish kids how to translate words, because he was not even close to a little Jewish kid who knew Hebrew. So the translator which becomes the book which is where all Christian Bibles are come from, essentially, most of them, almost all of them, some come from the Septuagint. A regular Jewish kid in Palestine in the 5th century knew more than him. But that's a different story. But carne hod, when a Jew keeps Shabbos, they're like Moses coming off of Mount Torah. You hear this? They have a different Chazik Mor Shemesh Be'ovet Menu, because Shemesh Nivim or Shabbar Kris Bolok, they are putting other Moshe with a certain light. We have rays of light that come from Asherei Kovet Shemaim Shur Alav Vuadim B'Shabbos Kodesh Nikra Hashem Al Kol Echam Yisrael. We really, you can tune into frequencies and hear radio waves, if we would turn into spiritual frequencies, you'd see a Jew that keeps Shabbos and lives Shabbos and loves Shabbos. A light that comes from it. That's Panim Mezhirim, just like the light that came from Moshe. Our light will come, our rays of light are from the holiness of Shabbos, which is because Shabbos brings the Shechinah. As we said, that's not Shabbos is the source of Bracha. Shabbos connects us to Hashem, and that's the source of Bracha. Says the Rav Pinkus, on every Friday night we sing Shalom Aleichem. What do we say? Shalom Aleichem Malachei Hasharis. Misanim V'Omer, and the last of the four stanzas is Tzeischem L'Shalom. We say goodbye to the Malachim. Malachei Hasharis. Ulchara Lama Yatsu Malachim. Why are we saying goodbye to the angels? They came right away. We said, Shabbochem, come angels, and goodbye angels. What are you doing? So he says that we can say, come, then he quotes the Chavetz Chaim, famous opinion of the Chavetz Chaim. We say Baruch Ham L'Shalom for the Malachim of Shabbos, and Seis Chem L'Shalom is for the Malachim of the Chol, and the weekday. So we say goodbye to the weekday. That's the Chavetz Chaim's approach. He says, perhaps, really we're saying Seis Chem L'Shalom to all the Malachim. Why? Shebe'emes Malachim Eim Akoyim Mitzvah Shabbos. Malachim, the spiritual angels which we're totally blinded to in our day and our time. One day, when Mashiach comes, we'll be totally into spiritual frequencies. We'll get to see all of the spirituality in this world, and we'll be able to say them. But today, we're blind. But they don't even come. They shouldn't be by the Shabbos. Why? Just like Aderech Lichsiv Ba'avos Panim Kol Adam Lo Yabu Oyal Moed Bebo Lachaper BeKodesh. We know that no one goes to the Oyal Moed. When coming to Mechapa B'Kodesh, not even the Medrash says Malachim, because when the Makom Hashras HaShechina, when on Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol goes into that place, into the Kodesh Kadosh, the Holy of Holies, there no Malachim can even enter there, because Hashem's presence is there. So too, on Shabbos, Kashem Malachim Alas Abeso, and we have the Oymed, the Aruch Shulchano, and we come to a Shabbos table, set up a Shabbos table, which as the language of Ari is the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. It's the Zohar's language, Kisvei Ari's language for Gan Eden. It's the level of the world to come over here. The Garden of Eden, which is the sun level here. The Hanumis Malka Shamayim, which puts a connection to Hashem. Shal Malacha, we say goodbye to Malacha because you can't even be there. You know how halig, do you know how holy a Shabbos table is? Where Jews are eating and drinking and being Mekadesh Es HaShabbos and singing Zemiris of the Holiness of Shabbos and saying Tzuvei Torah about the Parsha. You say, Tzitzel HaShalom, Malachim, you can't be here. Only the Jewish people can keep the Shabbos are here. It says, Sidu Urachayim HaKadosh, Parshas Kisisa, where they said the difference between Bnei Yisrael, which is it's a sign for the world, right? Even the Malachim, so to speak, can't be here. For Amru Chazal, Amalachim Yisrael Yisrael Akruvim Lekel, Lama Pelakel Lekel. At some level, we're even closer to the angels of Shabbos. This ends the chapter on Malchus. Next week, we're going to talk about being Avdei Hashem. But again, you know, I gave it this week. It was a little bit, I would say, strong, but explicit. And I'm going to share with you. I could have just said, you know, every Jew that keeps Shabbos, even if you're Monopoly, even if you're into play Monopoly, or Trivial Pursuit, or read the New York Times. Actually, again, never read the New York Times. Read you know, whatever other newspaper you want to read, USA Today, or even Jewish papers. You're doing great things. You're keeping Shabbos. You're going to shul, coming home. But I'd be selling you and me short. Shabbos is so much more than that. Again, I'm not saying if you do any of that, you're bad people. Or anyone who does it, bad people. But I'm just telling you, you have to understand what Malchus is. We need to understand that what we can become on Shabbos, or even angels can't understand. Even angels can't be there for. We it's literally like a matan Torah. Can you imagine if somebody comes to Sinai and they open a newspaper? I don't care what newspaper, a Mishpacha magazine, Hamodia, right? You imagine, you know, take reading Hamodia at matan Torah. Are you crazy? Do you know what you lose? You know what you're missing out on? Do you know what you're missing out on? Even on a level, you know, imagine, I don't know if there's such a thing, but imagine that you paid for, but imagine it is, a performance. You pay for, you go to an orchestra, you know, whatever Philharmonic, the Israeli Philharmonic, the New York Philharmonic, beautiful orchestra, you pay $500 a ticket. You bring a newspaper there and read it? You bring Mishpacha magazine, Ami magazine, Hamadia, whatever Newsweek and read it at the choir. You spend $500 to go to this event. You would open it up there. You'd be scrolling, you know, spacing out. And no, you're there to enjoy the experience. Shabbos, how in the world is a person wasting Shabbos? You can become an angel plus a different person. And it's not just for Shabbos. You're changing your week. That's what it means to have Malchus. We discussed what Malchus, what kingship is. But I'm saying as far as you and I, once we're cognizant of it, once we realize what we can do, we live differently on Shabbos, and therefore we'll live differently in the week. We'll hold here, wish everyone a good Shabbos, and next week we're going to pick up, we're going to shift from Malchus to Avdei Hashem, how we can truly be servants of Hashem. Okay. Thank you.